This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. They're here. Eastern tent caterpillars have made an appearance. They're the ones that form those webs in the crooks of trees that literally look like tents. The caterpillars are bluish-black with yellow and a white stripe running the length of the top of its body. They're mostly smooth except for a series of hairs sticking out along the sides of their bodies. During the day, they crawl out of the tents and feed on tree leaves. Although they're found on a variety of hardwood trees, eastern tent caterpillars are really fond of fruit trees, including apple, chokecherry, crabapple, plum, and cherry. Healthy, well-established trees can tolerate some feeding. However, young trees, as well as unhealthy stressed trees, are more susceptible to feeding damage and should be protected. A great non-chemical method is to wait until they've gone back into their webbing at the end of the day, or on a rainy day, and then pull out the webbing along with the caterpillars. You can bury them, bag them, and put them in the trash, or you can burn them if you are permitted to do so where you live. If that gives you the heebie-jeebies, there are a variety of residual insecticides that you can use instead. Consider using products that have a slow impact on the environment, such as Bacillus thuringiensis, spinosad, and insecticidal soap. BT is a particularly good product if the tree is flowering, since it will not harm visiting bees. If you use insecticidal soap, the product needs to directly contact the insects. Don't bother to treat if the caterpillars have reached over an inch long. That means they'll be finished feeding soon anyway and will leave on their own. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.